The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
Seven practice tests. Achieving higher TOEIC scores. Volume 1.
Practice test. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear four short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the four statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the four statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part one with question number one. Number one. Look at the picture marked number one in your test book. A. The boat is far from land. B. The boat is being turned over. C. The boat is on a lake. D. The boat is chained to a tree. Number two. Look at the picture marked number two in your test book.
A. The fence needs to be repaired. B. The gates are being closed. C. The fence is made of wood. D. The gates open to the woods.
Number three. Look at the picture marked number three in your test book.
A. The bride has gone outside. B. The boat is standing on the rock. C. The birds are against the wall. D. The birds are flying out to sea.
Number four. Look at the picture marked number four in your test book.
A. The car is going through water. B. The driver is late. C. The road goes through the trees. D. The trees are in the way.
Number five. Look at the picture marked number five in your test book.
A. The woman is washing the window. B. The woman is rocking a cradle. C. The woman is setting the table. D. The woman is giving a speech.
Number six. Look at the picture marked number six in your test book.
A. Three people are in a race. B. People are eating on the lawn. C. The woman is parked on the lawn. D. Food is being served on the grass.
Number seven. Look at the picture marked number seven in your test book.
A. The boy is running in the sand. B. The boys are playing on the beach. C. The boy is not happy. D. The boys are talking to one another.
Number eight. Look at the picture marked number eight in your test book.
A. People are about to go up on the stage. B. People are about to leave the stage. C. People are sitting in rows to watch. D. People are watching an outdoor performance.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book.
A. The boys have been sent away. B. Children are sitting on the lawn. C. The children left the park. D. The players are having a meeting.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book.
A. The audience is listening to an after-dinner speaker. B. Dinner is being served. C. The speaker is eating his dinner. D. People are standing to applaud the speaker.
Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book.
A. It's 15 to 10. B. It's 5 to 5. C. It's 15 after 11. D. It's 1:45.
Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book.
A. The worker is sweeping the floor. B. The tree is in bloom. C. The man is working on the roof. D. The man is sleeping on the floor.
Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book.
A. People are counting the stock. B. The women are talking at the counter. C. The woman is counting the snacks. D. The people are all standing around.
Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book.
A. The man is leaning on the wall. B. The man is standing in water. C. The man has fallen in the water. D. The man is getting a drink.
Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book.
A. The man is looking at his golf club. B. The men are waiting to go golfing. C. The man is about to hit the ball. D. The men are on the golf course.
Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book.
A. The gardeners are standing in the park. B. The men are adding flour to the mix. C. The workers are planting the flower bed. D. The men are walking on the flowers.
Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book.
A. The car has been left along the road. B. The car is about to make a stop. C. The car is about to have an accident. D. The car has run into the tree.
Number 18. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book.
A. The heavy trunk is being taken off the truck. B. The truck has backed over the box. C. The man is sitting on the trunk. D. The boxes are ready to be put on the truck.
Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book.
A. The man is holding up the car. B. The man is getting out of the car. C. The man is looking in the car window. D. The man is rolling up the car window.
Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book.
A. The cars have run into each other. B. The man is reaching into the car. C. The boy is getting into the car. D. The man is opening the car door.
Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English. followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear,
"A. I'm fine, thank you. B. I'm in the living room. C. My name is John."
The best response to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. "I am fine, thank you." Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21. Where are you going?
A. I like to dance. B. I'm going to the store. C. I'm at the bank.
Number 22.
When is the next council meeting?
A. In the main conference room. B. At the president's home. C. On Monday, July 12th. Number 23. What time do you plan to arrive?
A. No, I really don't. B. I should be there by 8. C. I delivered the plans yesterday.
Number 24. How long will your marketing presentation last?
A. About 45 minutes. B. Environmental issues. C. In an auditorium.
Number 25. Are you ready to leave?
A. No, it's too big to carry. B. Yes, let's go. C. Yes, I've already been there.
Number 26.
Is it time to go to lunch yet?
A. I think he just arrived. B. It was held at the new restaurant. C. No, it's only 11 o'clock.
Number 27.
May I use your computer tomorrow to print out my report?
A. Sure, I'll be out of the office all morning and won't be needing it. B. Here, let me get the number for you. C. It's scheduled for early tomorrow morning.
Number 28.
What would you like to drink?
A. Yes, it's hot. B. Just a glass of water, please. C. I take 2 spoonfuls of sugar. Number 29.
Can you read this letter and tell me if you think it sounds okay?
A. Sure, I'd be glad to look at it. B. I'll take it on the other phone if it's all right with you. C. Here, let me carry that.
Number 30.
Would you like something to drink?
A. Could I have 3 copies? B. Yes, I need a pair of work gloves. C. No, thank you. I'm about to leave.
Number 31. Where is the staff meeting going to be held?
A. In conference room C. B. At 1 o'clock this afternoon. C. In just a few minutes.
Number 32.
I don't know what's wrong with my car. It stopped and refuses to start.
A. Have you checked the fuel gauge? B. You shouldn't refuse until you're sure. C. Perhaps you should look it up in the dictionary. Number 33.
Will you be traveling first class?
A. No, my ticket's for business class. B. No, I'm on my way to Europe first. C. Even so, I wouldn't like to fly.
Number 34. Do you have an extra floppy disk I can use?
A. I don't have time right now. B. I'll have some extras. Help yourself. C. No, my computer's down and I can't do a thing.
Number 35. When did you last get a raise?
A. In a month. B. At the shop earlier today. C. It's been more than 2 years.
Number 36. What flight are you on?
A. 482 to Rome. B. I fly on a regular basis. C. Of course I'm afraid, aren't you?
Number 37. Did your sister get that job she wanted at the bank?
A. She's been working here for more than 5 years. B. She went to the Caribbean on her honeymoon. C. Yes, she started this week and really likes it.
Number 38. Why weren't you at the staff meeting this morning?
A. I know. The whole office is expected.
B. I was working on the Syntex bid.
C. I've rescheduled it for 9 a.m. Monday.
Number 39.
Do you have the phone number for the accounting department?
A. No, I just came from there.
B. Yes, I've already gone over my expenses.
C. No, they're leaving this week and can't be reached by phone.
Number 40.
Will the zoo be open over the holiday?
A. No, it's still closed for renovations.
B. No, the exhibit isn't new.
C. I don't plan to visit them anytime soon. Number 41.
I hear you finally put in a fax machine.
A. Perhaps you should speak to the manager.
B. Yes, it was connected this morning.
C. I'm sorry if they make a lot of noise.
Number 42.
I'd like to order some parts for my car.
A. Give me the make and year and a list of what you need.
B. Would you like something to eat with that?
C. Hold on. I'll see if they came in. Number 43.
Do you want to see this report before I distribute it?
A. No, I don't have any.
B. Yes, I'd like to go with you.
C. Yes, I'd like to take a look at it. Number 44.
How many children do you have?
A. Yes, I really like kids.
B.
One, and another on the way.
C. Just the two of us.
Number 45.
Are there any product brochures left?
A. Let me see if she's still here.
B.
I'm sorry, we're all out.
C.
Yes, I'll be staying late.
Number 46.
How are you feeling?
A. That'll be fine, thank you.
B. Yes, I would like to go.
C. Much better, thanks. My cold seems to be clearing up.
Number 47.
Charlie, what did you have to do to get the Newman account?
A. It's a new company with a lot of potential.
B.
I told them their image could benefit from a young firm with new ideas.
C. We're always on time with their payments.
Number 48. Is there any news on his condition?
A. I don't think we ought to do it.
B.
All right, but only if they make the changes.
C.
We haven't heard anything this morning.
Number 49.
How is Ibsen Electric doing these days?
A. They filed for bankruptcy recently.
B.
the Ibsen representative called to get some information.
C.
Yes, they did a very good job on it.
Number 50.
Does your computer still work after that storm we had?
A. No, I'm on break right now. B. Yes, it's an IBM compatible. C. No, the lightning knocked it out.
Part 3. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear 30 short conversations between two people. The conversations will not be printed in your test book. You will hear the conversations only once, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. In your test book, you will read a question about each conversation. The question will be followed by 4 answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Now let us begin part 3 with question number 51. Number 51.
I'd like tickets for the 8 o'clock show.
I'm sorry, we're sold out. Would you like to see the 6 o'clock show?
Yes, if that's all that's available. I'll need 2, please.
Number 52.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Yes, I really do.
I'll just go outside then. Please excuse me for a few minutes.
Number 53.
Excuse me, sir. Can you help me with my bicycle chain? I don't understand the problem.
Yes, a link seems to have broken. Unless you have a spare, you'll need to take it to a repair shop.
I was afraid of that. I don't have one, so I guess I'll just have to be late for class.
Number 54.
You'll have to take the stairs. The elevator isn't working.
It was out yesterday, too. How long do you expect it to be down?
Just one more day. Nobody is happy about having to climb the stairs, but we're doing the best we can.
Number 55.
I'd like an iced tea with my meal.
Would you like it with lemon and sugar?
With lemon only, please.
Number 56.
I'm supposed to pick up a prescription at National Drugs. Is it around here somewhere?
Yes, it's just around the corner. You shouldn't miss it, but it's closed. I just came past it.
Oh no, I was supposed to pick up my son's medicine.
Number 57.
I'd like to apply for a credit card. What do I have to do?
Do you have any other credit cards, or have you ever applied for one?
No, I've only just begun to work. I was a student before.
Number 58.
I have a flat tire. Can you give me a lift?
Sure. Where would you like to go?
To the nearest service station.
Number 59.
Did you hear about Mary's father?
Yes, he passed away this morning.
It's so sad. He was only 52. The funeral is tomorrow.
Number 60.
I need to buy a used car.
Wonderful. Right now we have a very good deal in a nearly new four-door sedan. It has 4 new tires, radio, air conditioner, and a lot more.
No, I was thinking of something a little less grand.
Number 61.
Do you know whether this manuscript has been approved for publication?
You'll have to check with John. He makes all the editorial decisions.
I was afraid of that. John's out for a week, and we need to go to press.
Number 62.
I'd like 3 seats, please, in the smoking section.
I'm sorry. This is a domestic flight, and no smoking is permitted.
Oh, that's right. I'd like 3 seats together, if possible.
Number 63. Waiter, can you please show us to another table?
Certainly. Is something wrong with this one?
Yes. There's a draft coming from the front door, and we're cold. Number 64.
Doctor, it's been 2 weeks since my operation. Can I begin taking something other than liquids?
Yes, I think it'd be okay if you have something bland such as rice, boiled potatoes, or bean curd.
Thanks, Doctor. I'm starving.
Number 65. They say that to contain costs, during the next year, we'll be moving all of our international production to Malaysia.
I haven't heard about it, but that would sure cut down on expenses.
It's still just a rumor, but people seem to like the idea. Number 66.
I'd like to make a withdrawal from my savings account.
Of course. May I have your confidential access number?
Yes, it's 3276.
Number 67. The award ceremony starts in a few minutes. Let's go down and see where we're supposed to sit.
I have one more idea I want to put in my speech. You go ahead. We'll catch up.
I'll meet you on the stage, but hurry. We don't want to be late. Number 68.
Do you know when Mr. Evans' birthday is?
Yes. It's coming up on the 17th.
Oh my, that's next Tuesday. Is anybody planning a party for him?
Number 69.
Here are the sales figures you asked for.
Are they for the month we just finished, or for last month?
They're for both. In fact, they're for the last 3 months, and we cover all product lines.
Number 70.
Did we pay on that invoice from Abercrombie?
No. I need to check it, and I've been too busy.
It's due tomorrow. Please see to it right away.
Number 71. I'd like 2 single rooms, please.
I'm sorry. All we have left are double rooms, but I can give one to you for the same rate. Would that be okay?
Of course. Thank you. Number 72.
We're having an awfully cold winter this year.
I understand you are. I hear that record lows have been set almost 20 times.
That sounds about right. I don't remember anything like it.
Number 73.
Thank you for the lovely flowering cactus you sent me for my birthday.
You're welcome. I thought you'd like it, and it doesn't need watering.
Oh, I do like it, and it so brightens my desk.
Number 74.
Has anybody applied for the open position in the shipping department?
Yes, we've had 5 people apply, but no one who has experience in shipping, and we need an experienced person.
Let's run some more ads. Emphasize the need for experience and the company benefits.
Number 75.
Are you ready to go yet?
No. I have to sign these checks before I can leave. There are 15 or 20 of them.
I'll wait. I have plenty of time.
Number 76.
Where did they post the notice about the new lunch hours?
On the bulletin board in the main lobby.
Good.
Everyone will see it there. And be sure to announce it over the PA system.
Number 77.
Mrs. Wilson, the executive board would like to invite you to serve as chairperson of the annual banquet committee. Would you accept?
It would be a lot of work, but yes, I would accept.
Good. Please see me after the meeting and I'll give you my notes from last year.
Number 78. That house we've always wanted is up for sale.
Let's make an offer on it.
I thought you'd say that, so this morning I asked a realtor to draw up the papers for us to put in a bid. Number 79.
The new session starts next week, and we still need one more teacher.
I spoke with a fellow yesterday who has teaching experience. He says he's interested in the position.
That's good news. If you give me his name and telephone number, I'll call to set up an interview.
Number 80.
I enjoyed the lecture. Thanks for inviting me. But what did he say?
It sounded to me like it was more entertainment than substance. I'm not convinced that people can use somebody else's money, get rich in real estate, and run no risk.
Yeah, she's trying to convince us we can get something from nothing.
Part 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. Each will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand and remember what is said. In your test book, you will read two or more questions about each short talk. The questions will be followed by four answers. You are to choose the best answer to each question and mark it on your answer sheet. Questions 81 through 83 refer to the following announcement. Hello, sports fans. Next Sunday, the Falcons travel to Chicago to take on the Bears in the final round of the race for the Fall American Soccer Confederation Championship. Channel 4 will bring you complete coverage of this sure-to-be-exciting matchup. That's next Sunday, fans, at 1 o'clock right here on Channel 4 as the Falcons take on the Bears for the ASC Conference Championship. Now read question 81 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 82 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 83 in your test book and answer it. Questions 84 and 85 refer to the following traffic bulletin.
Attention motorists! Due to heavy rains in the area, the underpass at Oak Street has been flooded. Traffic is being rerouted onto 3rd Avenue. Motorists who normally use the Oak Street underpass to get to the expressway should use the 3rd Avenue entrance.
Now read question 84 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 85 in your test book and answer it. Questions 86 and 87 refer to the following speech.
If I am elected president of the Interior Design Association, my first goal will be to increase membership by at least 50%. As you all know, increased membership means increased revenues from dues and greater investment in professional development programs for members. If I am successful, We will be able to pay off the association's debts. We can then work to restore all of our old programs as well as initiate new ones. Cast your ballot for Trish Sindahl for president and help bring this organization back to life.
Now read question 86 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 87 in your test book and answer it. Questions 88 through 90 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? We're only 5 miles from the Canadian border. Before being allowed to cross over the Rainbow Bridge and into Canada, we'll have to pass through Canadian Customs. You may be asked to get off the bus. Please have your passport ready and be prepared to declare any items you are bringing into the country. After we clear customs, we will continue over the bridge. If you look down into the gorge, you will see only mist rising from the river below because of an atmospheric phenomenon. The river itself cannot be seen.
Now read question 88 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 89 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 90 in your test book and answer it. Questions 91 and 92 refer to the following announcement.
Attention passengers. The captain has just been notified that West Sky Flight Number 20 to Seattle has been canceled. If you are scheduled to make that connection out of Tokyo, please see the West Sky attendant as you deplane. The attendant will inform you of space available on other Tokyo-Seattle flights today and will make reservations for you. Thank you for your cooperation.
Now read question 91 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 92 in your test book and answer it. Questions 93 and 94 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Scott Arena. The Women's Championship volleyball game between the Howling Bulldogs and the Fire-Breathing Dragons is about to get underway here at Scott Arena. And with us today to sing a modern rendition of our national anthem is avid volleyball player and fan, pop star Beverly Hart. Will everyone please rise?
Now read question 93 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 94 in your test book and answer it. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome to Oatlands Plantation, the ancestral home of our state's first governor, Matthew Friedlander. The plantation home sits on 180 acres of rich southern farmland that even today is tilled by descendants of the governor. The home was built by Mr. Friedlander in 1802 as a gift for his bride-to-be, Mary Fetters. On the day of their wedding, out of regard for his new wife, Mr. Friedlander asked that after his death, the plantation always pass on to the eldest daughter in the family holding the estate. For nearly 200 years, there has always been a daughter to inherit the plantation. Currently, the home is occupied by the governor's ninth generation granddaughter, Mary Rebecca Kilton, and her family.
Now read question 95 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 96 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 97 in your test book and answer it. Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement.
This is your captain speaking. We are about to pass through a storm front and may experience turbulence. The seatbelt sign has been turned on. Please return to your seat and fasten your seatbelt, and please remain seated until I tell you it is safe to move about. If you need a flight attendant, press the call button located in your armrest.
Now read question 98 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 99 in your test book and answer it. Now read question 100 in your test book and answer it. This is the end of the listening comprehension portion of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. Test 1. Listening comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are 4 parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will see a picture in your test book and you will hear 4 short statements. The statements will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speaker says. When you hear the 4 statements, look at the picture in your test book and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. Look at the sample below. Now listen to the 4 statements.
A. They're looking out the window. B. They're having a meeting. C. They're eating in a restaurant. D. They're moving the furniture.
Statement B, they're having a meeting, best describes what you see in the picture. Therefore, you should choose answer B. Now let us begin part 1 with question number 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A. The car has been in a wreck. B. The men are getting in the car. C. The car is rolling away. D. The man is working on his car.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A. The yard is a good sign. B. The road is closed to traffic. C. The gate is being closed. D. The signal is broken.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A. The dog is tied to a tree.
B. The dog is looking at the tree.
C. The dog is among the trees.
D. The dog is looking for a tree. Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A. The trucks are being held back. B. The man is loading his truck. C. The trucks are waiting to pass. D. The man is turning the truck.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A. The bicycle has fallen over on the car. B. The bicycle is racing past the car. C. The bicycle is on top of the car. D. The bicycle has rolled over the car.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A. The woman is holding the flowers. B. Flowers are growing all around. C. flowers are on the ground all about the woman. D. The woman has a flower in her hair.
Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book.
A. The cars are waiting for traffic. B. A car crossed the road and hit the post. C. The car is pulling out into traffic. D. A car is blocking the highway.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A. A boat is displayed in front of a store. B. A boat is being taken into the store. C. A boat is going past the windows. D. A boat is coming in for repairs. Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book.
A. Luggage to be moved is on the cart. B. Bags have been left outside the hotel. C. Luggage is being loaded into the car. D. Bags are standing around in the lobby.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book.
A. Bananas are being picked for shipping. B. The bananas are in boxes on the table. C. Bananas are for sale at the stand. D. Some bananas have been left beside the road.
Number 11. Look at the picture marked number 11 in your test book.
A. The street is full of cars. B. Cars are parked along the curb heading uphill. C. It's difficult for cars to go on the street. D. Cars are coming down the hill.
Number 12. Look at the picture marked number 12 in your test book.
A. The artist is drawing a girl's portrait. B. A girl is standing next to the artist. C. The man is taking a picture of the girl. D. The girl is too late for her picture.
Number 13. Look at the picture marked number 13 in your test book.
A. The woman is changing the lock on the door. B. The car door has closed on the woman's hand. C. The car has been left in front of the door. D. The woman is unlocking her car door.
Number 14. Look at the picture marked number 14 in your test book.
A. Flowers are blooming in the trash can. B. The broom and trash can are under the sign. C. The workers are leaving their tools to go home. D. Debris is left on the walk next to the trash can.
Number 15. Look at the picture marked number 15 in your test book.
A. The man's guitar is in the tree. B. The man is sitting in the tree. C. The man is looking at the three guitars. D. The man is playing his guitar in the shade of the tree.
Number 16. Look at the picture marked number 16 in your test book.
A. The man is cleaning his shirt. B. The man has removed his shirt. C. The man is buttoning his shirt. D. The man is looking for a shirt.
Number 17. Look at the picture marked number 17 in your test book.
A. The men threw the box.
B. The box is too high for the men. C. The men are lifting the box. D. The box is being delivered to the men. Number 18. Look at the picture marked number 18 in your test book.
A. The swan is walking away from the woman. B. The woman is looking at the swan.
C. The swans are attacking the women. D. The women are picking up the swan.
Number 19. Look at the picture marked number 19 in your test book.
A. The man is sitting on a stool reading. B. The man has put some books on the chair. C. The man is holding up the chair. D. The stool has given out under the man.
Number 20. Look at the picture marked number 20 in your test book.
A. The boy is carrying the woman's bag. B. The woman has run into the boy. C. The boy is running after his mother. D. The woman has the boy by the hand.
Part 2. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear a question spoken in English, followed by three responses also spoken in English. The question and the responses will be spoken just one time. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers say. You are to choose the best response to each question. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Good morning, John. How are you?"
You will also hear,
A. I am fine, thank you. B. I am in the living room. C. My name is John.
The best response to the question, "How are you?" is choice A. I am fine, thank you. Therefore, you should choose answer A. Now let us begin part 2 with question number 21. Number 21.
What time are you leaving for the airport?
A. Flight 208. B. At around 2 o'clock. C. Bill will take me.
Number 22. I need to use the phone. Do you have change for a dollar?
A. I'm on my way home. I'll drop you off. B. The phone is by the cash register. C. I'm sorry, I don't have any change at all.
Number 23.
Can you tell me how to get to the center of town?
A. You have to measure it very carefully. B. Take that street and turn right at the first light. C. I think you have to try much harder.
Number 24.
May I get you something to drink?
A. Yes, I'll do it right away. B. Yes, please. I'd like an orange juice. C. No, I'm sorry, I don't. Number 25. Can you tell me where the nearest barber shop is?
A. No, I just had my hair cut. B. It closes at noon today. C. There's one just down the block.
Number 26.
May I use your car to go to the store?
A. Yes, it's a new sport convertible. B. Yes. The keys are on my desk. C. I don't want to sell it. Number 27.
What do you do for a living?
A. I like the green one. B. I usually take the bus. C. I'm a clothing salesman.
Number 28. When can we expect to turn a profit on this?
A. I'd say within the first 6 months. B. Yes, we all expect a profit. C. I'm afraid to turn it up very high.
Number 29.
Do you think it's going to snow today?
A. Yes, we're supposed to get 40 centimeters. B. No, but I saw him late yesterday. C. We'll begin in a little while.
Number 30. Could you help me with this problem?
A. No, everything's fine. B. I
wait for you.
C.
Sure. Let's see what it is.
Number 31.
Can you tell me where I can find a sales clerk?
A. I think we'll have a good second quarter.
B.
I'm sorry, but all of the parking lots are full.
C.
I can help you.
What are you looking for?
Number 32. I'm really looking forward to our trip to Europe, aren't you?
A. I sure am. I've waited for this for years.
B.
Our flight leaves at 8 p.m.
C.
I think I'll be in France on the 18th.
Number 33.
Is it raining out?
A. Not yet, but showers are forecast for later today.
B.
It was picked up an hour ago.
C.
Yes, but we have more on order. Number 34.
When do they plan to open their new office?
A. They needed more space.
B.
Later this month, they say.
C.
It's in the Pacific Building.
Number 35.
Excuse me, can you tell me where there's a payphone?
A. You should get plenty of sleep.
B.
No, I think the other one is larger.
C.
Yes, at the end of the hall, next to the stairs.
Number 36.
Are you going to the office picnic on Friday?
A. Yes, we're out of paper.
B.
Yes, I'll be in my office.
C.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Number 37.
Do you know how to use this new software?
A. No, I'm afraid I can't be much help.
B.
No, I liked it the other way.
C.
I think it came in a big box.
Number 38.
Did you hear about what happened to Mac?
A. No, he forgot to tell me.
B.
Yes, I heard about it this morning.
C.
Yes, they came in a while ago. Number 39.
Will the park be closed for the holidays?
A. No, it closes only for Christmas Day.
B.
No, it's a holiday.
C.
Yes, there's a river through the park.
Number 40.
What time does your program come on?
A. At 9 o'clock.
B.
It's on Channel 7.
C.
It'll be over by noon.
Number 41.
Why do you look so worried?
A. Really? I feel good, too.
B.
I just learned that my mother is ill.
C.
Yes, he looks that way to me, too.
Number 42.
This diskette is full. Can you give me another?
A. We don't have any more. Can't you erase some files to make room on it?
B.
Pour some out, but be careful where you do it.
C.
Yes, aren't they delicious? Number 43.
Did the accountant ever return your car?
A. No, he says he wants to keep it.
B.
Yes, yesterday afternoon, and everything's been taken care of.
C.
He gave it to me to give to you. Number 44. Were you able to find your glasses?
A. No, I don't think he's coming.
B.
Yes, they were on my dresser.
C.
Yes, I'd like to see that.
Number 45. Did you say you need to stop at the pharmacy?
A. Yes, we're all leaving early today.
B.
There's one just 2 blocks from here.
C.
Yes, I have to pick up a prescription.
Number 46.
Where can I make a donation?
A. It's up the block on the right. B. See the receptionist at the main entrance. She'll take it. C. I think it leaves in an hour.
Number 47. How's our application to refinance the Edison warehouse coming along?
A. We need only one more document to complete it. B. Our inventories are low and moving fast. C. They're sending over more stock.
Number 48. What's happening over there?
A. I'll be down in a minute. B. Okay, I'll cover it up. C. Some trash caught fire, but it's out now.
Number 49.
How did your job interview go?
A. The job's going well, thanks. B. Great, I start work on Monday. C. No, I didn't see the interview.
Number 50.
You must be Carol. Thank you for coming.
A. Yes, I am. May I ask who you are? B. Yes, it is a little early. C. No, I'm just fine. Thank you.